G'day, Snitch here. I'm off at a wedding in Tamworth at the moment, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Snitch man. Just letting you know, you dodged a bullet with this party. Seriously, it's the worst thing ever. You should be glad, man, that you took that 7-hour bus trip to Tamworth for a wedding for a person you barely remembered. Seriously, you didn't miss a thing. Man, this party is worse than that time you went to your auntie's 70th, and they were playing charades, and no one was really good at it, and then they decided to play bridge, and you didn't know how. It's just like that. You hear that? Someone just sneezed, and that's the most exciting thing that's happened at this party so far.
Just kidding! Yeah! This is the most exciting thing ever happened! This is the best party ever! F*** you, Snitch!
One, two, three, let's go!
We have a crazy podcast for you today. I can't even pronounce the word, so I just have a crazy voice that covers it up.
Wow, and welcome to the Snitchlands podcast. Getting really right off and peaking at the top there,
man,
aren't we?
We're certainly... energy levels in this room are high.
High octane podcasting coming your way.
We're ecstatic. We're ready to bring you fist pumping
action.
Crazy podcast action.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears are going to explode.
We're going to punch you in the ear holes. We're going to rupture your eardrums.
Maybe you should just turn down the volume just a little bit.
Actually, there are some loud parts in here that could definitely damage your hearing.
Make sure you're sitting down because we might cause to have...
There's a part where I scream in this one. I actually think I might have genuinely hurt my voice box doing that.
Michael, are you saying that we record this intro after we've recorded the podcast?
No, I would never break that magic wall down. Coming up on the podcast, how would we know what's coming up on the podcast?
Exactly. How would we know, Michael? Ooh. How would we know?
Oh, the magic's gone, hasn't
it? We have a crazy podcast with plenty of material that we haven't done already coming up now.
You know, we're not even going to talk about what we've got coming up because we don't know.
We don't know.
No idea.
So,
enjoy.
Get ready. Prepare to be excited. Michael, Halloween was the other day.
Of course it was.
Had a lot of fun. I dressed up and went out trick-or-treating.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was great.
I've never been a big one for trick-or-treating because it's an American tradition, and I've always been real Australian in my Halloween-y, so I do the Australian thing, stay at home and don't do nothing.
How can you argue with Halloween? It's you go to people's houses and they give you lollies.
Mm.
How can you argue with that? Yeah. It doesn't matter what country that comes from.
I mean, it's...
You get to dress up, play silly buggers, and get free candy. And if they don't give you free candy, you just egg their house.
Yeah. I'm actually really surprised that Australia hasn't picked up on the Halloween sooner.
Yeah.
But you're leading that charge.
I'm leading the charge, dressing up as the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Wow, real original.
Well, you know...
He didn't have a heart, and yep. You know, makes sense.
It kind of, you know, reveals my image of who I am. Yeah. I don't have a heart. Yeah. I'm looking for a heart, but that's okay.
Cool.
I can fill it with candy.
Did you?
I did, Michael.
Good.
Zappos and Warheads.
Oh, Warheads, huh?
Warheads.
Warheads.
Warheads, that's the one.
We're going to get there to the recorded piece, aren't we? We're going to get there. You're going to mention it at some point. Let me just say, hey, Lindsay, did you go trick-or-treating and record it? Did you?
Yes.
Oh, how about that? Shall we listen to it?
Let's listen in. Trick or treat!
G'day, son.
Hey.
What do you want?
Some lollies. You got any lollies?
Why?
It's Halloween.
What's Halloween?
Well, do you get people... Do you regularly get people knocking on your door dressed as the Tin Man?
Not until Sunday.
Okay. Well, it's...
Hey, Geraldine. You ought to come inside.
No. Okay.
I got some peanut brittle.
Nah, I was more looking for like...
It's just really old peanut butter.
Nah, you can keep that. I only eat the fresh stuff.
I gotta go back inside. The game's on.
Okay, have fun. Okay, I'll go to the next house. Thanks, mate. Trick or treat!
Well, hello there.
Oh, hey, ma'am. How you going? I was wondering...
I am swell. Oh. What brings you to my doorstep at this time of night?
I was wondering if you had any lollies for Halloween night.
Halloween? As in the pagan holiday of Halloween?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Get off my porch!
What a freak. Trick or treat.
Hello? Lens, what are you doing here?
Hey, man, you got any lollies?
Dude, why are you coming down Oxford Street? Have you been walking up and down Oxford Street doing this?
Yeah, well, the only place that's around.
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
You're going to get stabbed.
I meant a tin, Michael. I can reflect
oh,
it.
Oh, that's... Oh,
I'm
I see.
The tin man. It's
oh.
Okay.
Oh, oh, yeah, it is hard.
It is pretty okay. Hard.
Oh, cool. No, I don't have any candy for you.
Oh, come on, man. Just give us some lollies.
Oh, I've got a candy-free house. You know me.
Oh, it's on for Young and Long, Michael. What's this?
This is not tricking, Lindsay. This is vandal. Stop smashing my window!
It's tricking, Michael's father tradition!
Lindsay, you don't understand Halloween at all!
Trick or treat, motherfucker!
All right, so listeners are aware from the last podcast, I was in Tamworth.
Yes, that's right.
On the weekend. Went up there for a wedding. Regretfully, I missed a lot of good things while I was in Tamworth.
Oh, you missed a rager of a party.
Mm-hmm. There was a 21st on that I missed.
Yep.
Wolverine was filming in my street.
Yeah, my dad actually saw him at the beach the next day.
Really? Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Wow, just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
That's pretty big news.
Yeah, so you missed out on him?
Missed out on your dad telling me that. Awesome. And also, what else? There was guys out in the city on Friday night as well.
Food festival.
The food festival on George Street.
There was two of them.
Yeah.
There was two food was festivals two in Sydney.
One they thought, no, let's not space them out by a week. Let's put them together so Snitch misses out on all of them at once.
Yeah. Everyone's going, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That's what it felt like. I actually didn't have a bad time in Tamworth. I had quite a good time.
Right.
It was good. I enjoyed
it. Keep the lies coming.
You saw him. I was having a great time.
Yeah, he's just blinding yourself with grog. Trying to have a good time. I saw the tear roll down your cheek.
Anyway, so when I'm going back...
I can see into your eyes.
Look, I was going back on the train. I decided that I was going to go first class, right?
Okay.
First class on CountryLink.
Just to bring yourself up a little bit.
Which I want to mention is nothing different to domestic class.
Really?
There's nothing different to it.
Are you telling me first class and domestic class?
Exactly the same. I'm sitting in first class, apparently. It's a 7-hour train trip coming back, okay? Yep. It's a long trip. We stop off at the next stop after mine, after Tamworth, whatever it was. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Guy gets on, sits behind me. I didn't really see him, all right? Sits behind me. Suddenly, there's this loud blaring music happening behind me, right? Like really loud. Not like coming through headphones loud, like coming out of an iPhone at full volume loud.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm thinking, this is
too much.
This is not
You haven't paid for that. You don't
pay for that. I paid for first class.
Okay? Yeah.
When I'm in first class, I don't expect to have an iPhone behind me, okay? So I turned around thinking that I'm going to see, you know, a youngish person sitting behind me, okay? Because old people don't do that.
You can do the kindergarten cop thing, get a little pencil and say, hey, this is going to be you, and snap it with your thumb.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what I felt like doing. I was so angry. I turn around. It's like a 70-year-old guy. It's like this super old dude sitting behind me. He doesn't have an iPhone either. He's got this like MP3 player stereo hybrid sitting on his little tray table in front of him, and he's just got cranks.
Was he wearing a flat cap and have a guitar? ACDC guitar? Was he one of those granddads?
Oh, man, I reckon he might have been, okay. But okay, at this point, people around me are starting to look as well because everybody's thinking it's loud.
Yeah, and
so
it's
I
first class,
and I say, you know what, I'm going to be the guy. I turn around and I go, mate, have you got a headphone for that thing? Because this is a long trip, you know, can you put them on or something? And he goes, oh, yeah, I don't actually know. And I said, well, can you just like turn it down at least? He's like, all right, yeah, I'll turn it down. And I turn around and I thought that was it. So it was quite quiet from then on. Yeah. But just as that the last little jab comes back at me and goes, hey, some bloody good music playing here. Do you not like it? You're a 70-year-old, all right? So old people are meant to know that young people listen to different music. Right? Yeah. There's a lot of young people on this train. This guy's listening to like Doobie Brothers, okay? He's listening to old music.
Yeah.
And somehow he thinks that every other young person in this train is just rocking out to some of this.
Everyone's secretly like, they hate the music. They put their face on, but secretly they're just nodding their head a little bit.
Oh, you know what? This is my jam.
Liberate my soul with music.
This is brilliant. This grandpa, man, he is on top of it.
Yeah, okay. This is just what I need for my 7-hour trip back.
I need 7 hours of this. I was thinking 7 hours of silence or a little bit of rustling was
this
good.
This is where I've been going wrong all my life.
But what I need is Doobie Brothers on repeat.
That's exactly what I need. Michael.
Yes, Lindsay.
Is it racist?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Whatever
no, like,
you're about to say is yes. Yeah, it's definitely racist. Yep.
Okay. Well, okay. I've been thinking about this.
Oh, no.
Is it racist if you stereotype and profile someone in a positive light?
I believe it still is.
Okay. I think it's racist under the title of racism, but it's a good racism. Okay, hear me out.
So good racism.
Yeah, okay. German, very efficient. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Sure it is.
Okay.
Depends what kind of efficiency.
Yep.
And what the efficiency is to do with.
So, Kenyans, good runners.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I can't see that being a bad thing.
Yeah. I can't think of any other good things, but you know.
Sure. Okay, yeah, I can absolutely see racism having a positive side.
Yeah, okay, Australians, good for a laugh, good for a drink.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're probably behind the Germans on that one. Germans, efficiency and drinking. It's probably because they're so efficient that they drink so well.
But, like, is this racist? I just want to, I think it comes under the banner of racism, but it's good racism. It's supportive racism.
It goes into
it's profiling you, but in a good way.
Mm. It goes into that tiny little box, which is called good racism.
Good racism.
That not many people touch.
Yeah.
But Lindsay will.
I'm just like,
Lindsay needs to get his racist fix, okay?
So it's like, hey, guys. This is the situation. You're good at this.
Yeah.
Good on you.
So that's a pretty good idea. Why don't we go out to all the racist people out in the world and go, hey, guys.
Instead of being negative.
You're going to be racist. Be good racist.
Be
okay?
good racist. Be the thumbs up racist. Be supportive racist.
Absolutely. Eskimos make bloody great igloos.
Igloos. Ooh. Good on them.
Does anybody else know how to make igloos?
No, I don't think so. Not as good as them.
No way.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I call good racism.
Mm. So go out there and be good racists. Okay?
Be good racist.
Well, that doesn't quite sound right, does it? We need to rethink our tagline on that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll get back to you. It's a work in progress.
You know what I've noticed with you, Linz?
What have you noticed?
The Lindsay environment of you as a person, it's a very complex environment, you know?
It's very complex.
You take one thing out of that environment, and it just all implodes, doesn't it?
It's like a stack of cards.
It really is with you. Everything must be perfect around Lindsay, otherwise it just crumbles all in on itself.
Well, I'm not feeling great.
This is the reason I say this is because we've come into the studio. We've mentioned the last podcast that we're now doing it on a Wednesday night. And you come in and you haven't had dinner, so you eat your burger. Scoff down a burger and you're in here. And now suddenly all you're doing is complaining about the fact that you ate your burger too fast.
Well, I'm not feeling great.
And now you're telling me that you think you're going to throw up.
I'm looking at the bin. I'm just like, just make sure I know where it is. The joke would be on you if I puked right now.
It would be pretty funny.
What if I puked on all this radio equipment?
Well.
Then you would have to clean it up.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
I don't have insurance on this.
The end of Snitch Lynn's podcast right there.
That would be the end of me as a person.
Lindsay's stomach is a very sensitive place.
It is.
Like his heart. Well, not really.
No, you've got a heart cold as ice.
It's rock hard. There's not even one there. I sold my soul for like...
for the podcast business.
I was going to say for humour, but I haven't got it.
G'day, Snitch here. I'm off at a wedding in Tamworth at the moment, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, Snitch. Liz again. Just giving you a quick party update. The strippers have just arrived. And I say that like we hired them or something, but no. They just turned up on their own accord because they knew how bitchin' this party was gonna be. Sorry, I just sipped some Cristal. That's right.
The stuff 50 Cent drinks.
I'm against the bitches! Lucas just made it rain with Delta Goodrum all over her. Oh yeah, she's here.
I was at Macquarie Uni in the food court. There's been a coffee shop there that's been there since its inception. Just always been there, okay? And then about a year ago, another coffee shop opened up in the food court, right across from the original.
Oh, really?
Really. And
whose idea was that?
I don't know. And it's been stealing the original coffee shop's business because it makes better coffees.
Okay. Oh, so you're not on the original side by the sounds of things. No,
I was never on the original side. The original had a monopoly on the coffee business and you guys opened up.
When you started this, I was all thinking you were going to be on the side of the original. Just like, no, fight it out, guys.
And I was at the new coffee shop's place this afternoon and no one was at the original. No one was there. The guy serving me calls out. He's in calling distance of the old shop. Like, hey. I got some customers over here.
Oh, no. You did not just do that.
Just after I paid him, he's like, hey, you want a free coffee? Oh, this guy. Whoa. It's like
This is the winning guy. This is the guy that's usually winning. Okay?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the original now. Okay?
Yeah, I feel bad. It's like a Red Rooster always being there and a KFC opening up next door and the two drive-through guys just facing each other and everyone's going to the KFC.
That's great.
He's
just rubbing his face, isn't
it? Just loving it. Just loving it. I'm like,
oh man, that's great.
This is
mate. Hey.
Hey.
How's your grinder going? You been using it much? Didn't think so. Now, Linz, I'm very excited. I'm super excited.
What are you super excited for?
Well, Linz, mate, we're about to kick off a brand new segment on the Snitch and Linz podcast.
Really?
Yeah, we have a music reporter now for the podcast.
A muso for the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
That's right. Unheard of. We've never had this.
Nah. So it's a live cross we're going to do to him now. He's actually live at the Black Keys.
Really?
Yeah, at the Entertainment Centre. One of the biggest gigs in Australia this year. Northy, are you there, mate?
Hello, guys. Yes, I'm here. I'm right here at the Entertainment Centre.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
That is great. I mean, we're off to a great start. How are the Black Keys? How are they going?
I can tell you how they were going. The concert has finished.
Before we go on, it's only like 9 o'clock.
It finished 24 hours ago, at least. Like tonight, it's the Waikikiri National Story Dance Festival. So there's about 7,000 kids in there dancing to celebrate by Dragon. But unfortunately, no Black Keys.
Well, how's the other concert going? Is that going good?
Yeah, how's the Waikikiri celebration?
Children's thing, Dragon.
Well, look, they won't let me in within 30 feet of the place. Something to do with not being blue carded nor having a record.
Yeah, that's.
But really, I'm at the front of a venue that doesn't have a major multinational act in it, and I was expecting to kind of walk in, do a review, and that wasn't happening. I can tell you, the pub across the road, which is called the Lord in Arms, they've got some big bands coming.
Yeah, which ones would they be?
Blonde Jovi, which is the female Bon Jovi tribute band.
I know of them. Yep. I know of them.
The Travelling Pilburys, which is actually the Northern... It's the Northern Territory Travelling Wilburys tribute band they're coming to.
Oh, okay, nice. All right. Yeah. I mean, this is some good gigs. I'm glad that at least... I mean, you've missed out on the Black Keys, but you're getting some good research for the next time we call you.
Well, I can tell you, the Black Eyed Peas...
Oh, hey. We spoke about these earlier.
Yeah, and the Black Keys are combining, so it's the Black Eyed Keys. They're doing a tribute show.
Awesome.
Nice. That should pose, like, an interesting... hopefully Oprah will turn up as well.
Well, there we go. That's another big guess that you could get for us, Northy.
Yeah.
We're just thinking, see, it was there last night. Is there
still a vibe about from the Black Keys concert?
Hang on, I'll just start... Excuse me? Sorry. Hello?
You got 10 bucks, mate.
No, I don't have $10, mate. I'm just on the Stitch and Lynch podcast. Yeah, but...
That's
obviously a review that we're not going to do. Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Now, is it possible that that was actually one of the Black Keys that you spoke to then?
Well, look, I don't want to have a legal action put against me, but I've heard rumours, and that's all we can say.
I'm just going to guess that he probably had the same haircut, though, right?
Look, this is it's going to be like...
Oh, we're actually losing you there, Northy. I think the vibe is just too much for you, so we're going to have to leave it there.
Northy, can you hear us?
Are you back?
I've got it.
No, you haven't got it, Northy.
Well, it looks like...
Wait, he's back.
I'm back.
He's back in black.
He's lost again. We're going to keep playing this cat and mouse game all night. We're going to have to leave it there. Next time on the Snitch and Lens podcast, Northy is going to bring us an actual act.
You're going to give me a budget. That's what you're going to give me.
And try and give you the right date next time.
Next time we get...
a phone that works.
We're on a tight budget here, Northy.
Yeah, exactly.
He tries to complain, but we can't hear him.
Sorry, you're breaking up. We're going to go.
Ron... A bit of a rant here.
All right, yep.
Me and Snitch have had a serious conversation off air, and we want to bring it to you, the listeners.
Sure.
The song, Hey True Blue, is it me or you? Is it mum or dad? Is it a cockatoo?
Is it a cockatoo, Lindsay?
What does that mean?
It's going, you know what, the definition of Australia. What is it? What is True Blue Australian?
No. True Blue is his dog. He's going, what's up, True Blue? What's up, mate?
Is he looking at his dog and going, is that mum and dad? Is that a cockatoo? No, wait, is it? No,
he's looked at his dog.
It's my dog.
Why would it be a cockatoo?
But it's not his dog. He's saying, what's True Blue? Okay?
No, he's like, hey, True Blue.
Hey, True Blue.
He's addressing his True Blue. His dog. His blue healer. His blue cattle dog. Hey, True Blue.
Let's break this down. Hey, okay. True Blue.
True Blue.
First line. Is it me or you?
Yeah.
What's he asking there? What's he asking the dog?
He's like, you feeling all right? Dog? Am I feeling all right?
That's what he's asking.
Did I eat something wrong?
Don't let me question
you
on that.
Did I eat a hamburger too quickly?
Possibly.
I did.
Is it mum or dad?
They're having a bit of a blue? They're having a bit of a fight?
Oh, right.
And he's like, well, let's go outside the house, True Blue, let's stay away from them.
Sure. So he wrote this when he was younger, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. And is it a cockatoo? So what's he asking the dog there?
That's where I'm baffled.
That's where you're baffled.
I'm baffled. I listen to this song. I'm there every Australia Day. I hear this song. I'm like, what's going on?
And what? Made so much more sense up until then.
Yeah, I'm like, everyone's buying into it. It's suddenly Australian because it comes under the Australian banner. But what the hell is it all
about?
What do
you mean it's suddenly Australian? It was written by an Australian guy about Australia.
Yeah, I understand that, but it makes no sense. I could write that song. It's like, I'm a koala. Oh, just as good.
Lindsay, the next John Williamson.
I'm a koala. I have fur.
You're just describing his koala.
I eat gum leaves.
Oh, no,
there we go.
Here. No, we're done here. We're not writing a song now. Okay, we're done.
G'day, Snitch here. I'm off at a wedding in Tamworth at the moment, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
You've not come and snitch. Snitch the party pooper. Seriously, that's what you are. You're not my best friend anymore because you didn't come to Lucas's party. The best party ever. Now I'm BFF with Snoop Dogg.
What up, what up? This is Big Snoop DLGG.
Oh yeah, we're at his house.
You feel me?
He has a baby elephant. It's illegal. Its name is Dumpy. It's so comfy. Shh, Dumpy.
Michael, I sent you a distressing message this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
You don't remember it?
No. What was it again? Couldn't have been that distressing. No.
Well, I was distressed.
Why were you distressed?
I thought I had a brain tumor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
See, you don't even give a stuff about my health. Freaking hell, Snitch. Best friend. No, yeah, right.
I saw the message.
And you just go on Lindsay's on one of his medical rants again.
Lindsay the hypochondriac is going overboard thinking he's got a brain tumor. This isn't the first time you've said that you've got a brain tumor to me, by the way.
Yeah.
Not the first. Probably not the second either. It'll be around the fifth or sixth time.
Okay. Well, turns out I'm okay.
Oh, really?
Turns out it's just some glands.
Can't believe you don't have a brain tumor.
Hey, if I've had a headache for 5 days, I think I'm going to flag something is wrong.
Okay, well, let's just tell the whole story, okay? You sent me the message saying, hey, I think I might have a brain tumor. And
yeah.
Firstly, I rolled my eyes. I didn't put that in the text, but I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I got the second I got the message. Yeah, the fact that you didn't even care or remember
No.
Well, really shows that you...
But I did send one back. I sent one back saying, go to the doctor, you idiots.
Yeah, something like that.
Roughly, just go to the doctor. If you're worried about something, don't come to me. I know nothing about medical stuff. Nothing whatsoever. You could come to me with a sore toe and I would still diagnose you with brain cancer. I don't know.
Okay, fair. I went to the doctor. Uh-huh. I went to the doctor, okay? Just to check things out.
Did you go to the doctor directly after I messaged that back?
Well, I booked the doctor just after messaged me. Okay?
Oh, well, good. Some good advice from Snitch then.
Now, I think that my doctor, they must think I'm the biggest hypochondriac, which I probably am.
Yeah, well, you are. But this is a known thing.
I've gone in there, I've said, hey, I've had this headache for about 5 days, and I take paracetamol, and it goes away, but I've done it for 5 days. Should I be worried? And they're going, well, you know, let's just test a few things just to make sure things are okay.
Sure. All right. So straight down to the MRI.
They're testing blood pressure, breathing, my ears, my tongue, just testing.
They give me a once over, basically.
Yeah, just feeling me over, just making sure that everything's okay.
Okay, cool.
I bet she's thinking, there's nothing wrong with this guy. She's going, where did I go wrong in life? I'm a doctor. I should be well respected. I have to deal with these people.
This guy comes in.
Freaking out. She literally put that thing on my chest for like 1 second.
She did. She wasn't listening.
Like,
you could have been dead for all she knew.
I think she was. She didn't give a stuff. She goes, oh man, this guy's just got a bit of a headache.
Yeah. You know, people get migraines for weeks and weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've had a mild headache for like 4 days.
Yeah. And she was so disinterested. She's like, did you have any major head injuries? I'm like, no.
Well, I've got a hole in the side of it. She wouldn't know. She wouldn't care.
She wouldn't care. She tested my blood pressure. She didn't even look at the reading. She knows nothing's wrong.
Your heart could be exploding.
But she just did it for like the placebo to make sure that I was okay, to make sure I felt self-assured.
You know what? At least she's humouring you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
At least you don't get in there and she just points at your face and goes, liar!
Get out!
That's the kind of treatment you just don't get anywhere these days.
And it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel bad. When I saw a person who was really injured in the waiting room, hobbling around on crutches, like she'd been in an accident or something.
You know what you always think, though?
What?
Because when, like, usually there's a physical ailment you can see about you, like you're sniffing or you just look down. But if you see someone that's looking totally normal walk in a doctor's office, you're like,
Yeah.
Herpes. Yeah. You got the gonorrhea.
I saw her.
Let's play the spinning wheel of what sexual disease you have.
I saw her and felt bad. And so I was like, so I just put the little cough on. I'm like,
oh. Well, that is a symptom of gonorrhea.
Michael, I was at a concert the other night. The Black Eyed Keys.
Black Eyed Keys, huh?
Well, Black Keys, you know.
Oh, very
funny. I got a feeling. Gold on the ceiling.
All right.
You know.
We're aware.
The same.
Same.
Songs, very similar titles. Great two bands.
Yeah, sure, great.
Had to go to the bathroom. Went to the toilet. Just chilling out there. In the toilet.
Okay.
Just going to the bathroom. I saw a guy there. I was at the trough. There's another guy standing just a few feet away.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, unbelievable. He had a gift.
I don't want to know what is unbelievable about him in the bathrooms, Lindsay. Okay.
He had a gift. He had a gift that I couldn't have never thought of or never mastered. Oh. He somehow was hands-free of the actual operation. So Wait. He was using the trough.
Yeah.
Doing number ones.
Well, let's hope it's not number twos.
Hands-free.
I tend to like to go number twos hands-free, actually. If I'm not going hands free with a number two, there's a serious problem. There's a number one, and he's going hands free. The whole operation.
He's perched it perfectly. I don't know what he's got, what combination or zipper. If he knows what to do, I could never do that.
Okay, but he's had to unzip himself.
Maybe he's just got, you know, tracky dackies and just hanging it there. But he's what I call a perch Peter.
It's a perch Peter.
All
right.
And I was like, this is unbelievable. I've never even thought of this.
Perch Peter makes it sound like a bird. And you make it sound like you're bird watching, actually. Did you get a photo of it?
Michael. No, I did get a photo. But then, just to make things even worse,
mm-hmm.
to make us all look bad,
okay.
All the men there.
Right.
He cracked out his phone. Starts doing Facebook.
Oh, there we go.
I'm just like, this is
Perch Peter Facebooker.
Man, look at him go. He's on a roll.
He's a king among men in this toilet. You sure he wasn't one of the Black Keys?
He's on Twitter, just, you know, having a leak, hands free. Here's a pic.
Hashtag best concert ever.
Time for a little bit of relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit chillaxing.
There's only one way to do it, Linz.
There's only one way.
I'm pretty sure you know what it is. I'm 90% sure you know what it is.
Is it green tea?
Well, you're close. You're nearly there.
Yoga?
Ooh, oh, you're even warmer.
Some kind of meditation.
Oh.
It's that time of the week again.
It is, Lindsay.
Just for us to, everyone just to calm down from their busy week schedules and just relax the muscles and
get your yin and yang back in check. That's what you got to do, okay? Look, we're not Asian. We're aware of that.
Yep.
We can do it just as well as they can.
But we can get in tune with our spirits.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm going to say it's a positive racist thing to say that Asians are better at it.
Good call.
Yeah. They're great. They know how to calm down. So we've borrowed from them.
How come they don't sell boomerang pillows anymore? Where have boomerang pillows gone?
You know what? I think they still do.
Where?
We're just looking in the wrong place, Lindsay. We've got to look inside ourselves for a boomerang pillow. Hey, Linz.
Yeah.
Just in a celebration of Lance Armstrong, I've started taking some performance-enhancing drugs.
What?
Yeah, so now I can eat a lot faster. It's really helping me.
Cool. Michael.
Yes, sir?
We have elevators, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they go up and down.
Oh, yeah. So up and down. We do have them, yeah.
How come we don't have horizontal elevators? No, like between, like you hop in a little box and you just fly between different locations on like a plane.
Oh, like a train, maybe?
I guess.
Hey, Linz.
Yeah.
I've got a confession to make.
What is
it? I was at a Mexican place the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I got two extra tacos, which I didn't order. And I just took them.
Did they charge you?
No, they didn't charge. They were extra. Like they just. For some reason, they came to my table. I just took them. So, I'd like to say sorry to sombreros. I owe you $2.
Michael, do you ever think yellow, cyan, and magenta
get jealous because they're called secondary colours?
Pretty wussy colours, so I don't think they're really going to care. That's why they're secondary, I think.
I think they need to change their names. Like, magenta should be magneta. That sounds a lot cooler.
That's only because you've pronounced it like that up until now.
Yeah.
Hey, Linz.
Yo.
Can I use this last part of the meditation to do a quick shout-out to my mate Bevo out in Tamworth? Got me through some hard times out there.
Thanks, Bevo. Left your mark on the podcast.
Respect, buddy.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, man, that stinks, actually. That really does stink. You know, it's actually seeped into the microphone kind of filter.
Wow.
I feel really sorry for the person who talks into this mic next.
Our friend Regan, probably.
Oh, sorry, Regs.
We just keep wrecking his studio, don't we?
Yeah, and feeling his soundboard and just like, we literally come in here and wreck the place.
Just make it our home, really.
Yeah, he owns it. He works here.
It's his studio.
And
we have no right to be in here at all, really. Yeah,
we are only here because he's our friend.
This isn't even the part of the building that I work in.
But we literally come in here and trash it. I don't even work here.
No, you don't work here at all. You have no connection to this company whatsoever, yet.
I just rock on up and just trash.
And immediately people assume that you work here.
I know.
And some people still don't think that I work here.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, what do you do?
I found if you just walk around confidently, you can get into anywhere.
You know what's really funny? We never actually mention where we are. What building it is.
Oh, we can't tell
you. But we're not going to start now.
We can't tell you, audience, because we know there's heaps of you and you will flock to the studio.
Oh, of course, that's the reason.
And there'll be signs and I'll be signing things. I'm like, guys.
It's got nothing to do with the fact that technically we probably shouldn't be recording. And that's it for the Special Ones podcast for this week.
What an awkward and abrupt ending.
As always, I want to say, I'm tired. I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, I think meditation kind of soothed us a little bit.
It's too much.
Yep.
Have you ever been soothed too much? Don't think that's a thing. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
But now I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can tell you, feels good.
Are you talking about the fact that you went to the bathroom just before meditation?
That also felt good. Yeah. And now I feel tired.
Good.
After such an epic event. Anyway, let's
get out of here.
Let's get out of here because we're both tired.
Check out the website, snitchandlens.com. That's where all our new stuff is. And the Facebook, of course. And like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
My biggest regret is shoveling that stuff down my throat.
You're going to put that in your tombstone when you die.
Lindsay died of eating too fast.
Hungry Jack's too fast in the gullet for Lindsay.
Couldn't get the stomach pump there quick enough.
You reckon there's been someone in history that's actually eaten so fast that they've had to get the stomach pumped, that they've gone, no, this is too much.
Well,
get him to the hospital.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, there's people who've died because of eating too much after starving.
Oh, really?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Haven't you heard about that?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, okay. For example.
Yeah.
People in World War II got captured by the Japanese or something.
Yeah.
POWs. They were starving.
Oh, yeah. You get pretty hungry.
Oh, yeah. Starving. Literally. Starving.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I know that part.
When the Americans or the Marines finally liberated them from their camps, they would give them, like, donuts and stuff. And one guy ate 40 donuts, then died.
Wow.
Because they don't...
Loved his donuts,
He loved his donuts.
Oh,
he
wow.
He was the donut king.
Oh, he was.
But yeah, people die because of that.
Wow, I didn't realize that you could actually die from eating that much. I knew you could get really fat and then die, you know, because of being fat, like diabetes or something. But I didn't realize you could literally eat that much and die from that actual meal.
Yeah, see, that's what they needed, like what the Romans had, vomitrons.
What?
Not vomitrons, vomit rooms.
Are you just telling me all this
The Romans, man, they had this feast where they'd eat like nonstop for like 72 hours.
Oh, you better be right about this.
Yeah.
You're going to sound stupid if this is just some
I'm a modern
thing.
History teacher, but I got some little bit of info on
something you read
ancient
on the
world.
Bottom of a cider bottle, probably.
I think I saw it on Gladiator and I went, oh, yeah, that sounds
right.
Well,
that'd be right.
They're just wearing jeans on the set, but you know, it's still historically accurate.
Sure, why not?
But they used to eat nonstop for like 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have vomit rooms where they'd just go tactical spew. And then just keep eating. Just keep going at it.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You're going to do
pretty
it?
Pretty good, yeah.
Why don't we have like Roman...
Why don't we live in Roman times, huh? Yeah. We'd be kings.
We could just wear sheets everywhere and you could just literally wipe your hands on your clothing. That's not that great. We don't do that now.
I mean, I always see them wearing white sheets in media and stuff.
How do they keep that clean?
They weren't white. Let's be honest here. They were yellow and brown.
Yeah.
Okay?
So... They were whatever
you were eating that day color, okay? If you're having a meat pie, they were red.
Yeah.
Okay, because you had the tomato sauce on them. If you're having a pineapple, they were yellow. And if you were having a bloody beetroot, beetroot.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you not eat beetroot?
No, I don't like
it. Why don't you eat beetroot?
It tastes like dirt.
See, I was so surprised when you told me that.
Yeah. No, I find it
tastes like dirt.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's where they're growing. They're like that.
So are potatoes. Do potatoes taste like dirt?
A little bit. But not as bad.
Everything grows in dirt.
But also, like, there isn't deep fried beetroots, okay? There is deep fried potatoes.
I'm sure we'll get to that. You want us to get to deep fried beetroot? We can do it. We've deep fried ice cream. I don't know how they do that.
That's magic. That's black magic. Isn't
that
it?
Is black. Because you'd think it would just melt. You'd think. That just complexes me. How do they do it?
You make it sound like you're the first person that's wondered this. Like, it's going in oil and it's hot.
It would just melt.
Yeah.
It melts when I do it.
I do not know.
How do they do it? How do they do it? The Chinese, they've kept this a secret. It's like KFC's secret recipe. How do they do it?
I don't know, man.
How do they fry ice cream?
We need a dodgy Chinese restaurant to call us right now and tell us how they make...
Tell us the secrets.
...bloody battered ice cream.
Yeah. And are there really cats in your kettle? We want to know.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm not the racist one here, so Lindsay wants to know that.